This is Money Talks for January 4th. You probably never examine the coins you get as change by the cashier at your neighborhood supermarket to make sure they're not counterfeit. Counterfeit U.S. coins are so rare that few Americans have ever seen one. But this wasn't always the case. 200 years ago, you could hardly avoid getting stuck with counterfeit coins if you wanted to buy or sell anything. This is ANA's Money Talks, and today we'll talk about counterfeit coins of the 1780s that were known as Bungtown Coppers. The small change circulating in the newly independent states after the Revolutionary War consisted almost exclusively of old British halfpennies. They were nicknamed coppers since they were almost the only copper coins in circulation. These big coins were almost as large as our half dollar, and they had a bust of the British king on the front side and Britannia seated on a globe on the reverse. Genuine British coppers were scarce, though. Minting had inexplicably stopped in 1775, and counterfeiting of the coppers, which began decades earlier, increased tremendously after the originals stopped being produced. There was a lot of profit to be made, since underweight counterfeits could be made to simulate well-worn coins. These fakes were imported into the United States by the barrel from Birmingham, England in the 1780s. They were usually called Birmingham coppers. But some counterfeits were made right here in America. Minting of counterfeit copper imitations of British halfpennies began openly in North Swansea, Massachusetts, a suburb of a city known then as Bungtown. The counterfeits were passed throughout Massachusetts and Rhode Island and acquired the name of Bungtowns. In only a short time, the term Bungtown came to be applied to all counterfeit halfpennies, regardless of their origin. Eventually, Bungtown became synonymous with anything of utter worthlessness. This has been Money Talks. Today's program was written by Robert Leonard and underwritten by Numismatic News, each week providing its readers with the latest news first on the U.S. coin market. This is a production of the American Numismatic Association, America's Coin Club for over a century. For a free transcript and an informative publication, call 800-258-0929. That's 800-258-0929. Request program number 66. From the ANA Lamp of Knowledge, I'm Anna, the ANA Genie, with another report on Money Talks.